It's time for some high school hoops. Join broadcasters Jeff Thacker and Bob Grillo coming up next as they bring you play-by-play action of Vinton County High School basketball games. Coverage of Vikings basketball is brought to you by Call Auto Sales, McDonald's of MacArthur, Gas and Stuff, Virgil E. Hamilton Nationwide Insurance, Ramey's Homes and Automotive Group, General Mills Totino's, Bulicio Foods, and Booth Insurance and Real Estate Agency. Coverage is also brought to you by Family Dental Center of Jackson, Dr. Browers and Crabtree, Vinton County Health Department, Vinton County National Bank, R.M. Williams Funeral Service, Monroe Collision, Cable Channel 15, Mullins Pizza, Tokyo Steakhouse, and Shriver Pharmacy. And now it's time for Jeff and Bob. Go Vikes!
Yeah. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Bob Grillo and Jeff Thacker here on 98.7 WYRO, bringing you a big TVC Ohio showdown between the undefeated Vinton County Vikings and the 8-4 Meigs Marauders. Both teams undefeated in TVC Ohio play, so it's a big game. You're going to see a Meigs team, Jeff, that features a zone, something we have not seen, and I think is what teams need to at least try against Vinton. You can always go from a zone to a man, but you can't go the other way.
Yeah, well, and from just what we're looking at, it looks like, Bob, there's some size, there's some length to the Meigs Marauders.
Right.
As you said, undefeated in the TVC, so this is for first place.
And, you know, Vinton's done pretty well against Meigs over the years. Meigs, playing Meigs down, Meigs has had troubles up here, Vinton occasionally has troubles down there, so
the GOAT.
We'll see what happens to GOAT. We had a dinosaur here last week, but another jam-packed crowd, and I think people are behind this Vinton County team because people got a feeling you got something great going on right here. I walked in today, and people were saying, we think we as a team that might have a chance to go, and I believe it is. And I just think it's a team, Jeff, that plays great team basketball. They're a team that has a lot of, you know, intangibles going for you. You got Bartow being a leukemia survivor. You have your coach that's been sick and ill.
Right.
It's just the whole community is rallying around this team, and it's just a team. You just got a feeling it's a team on a mission.
Well, if you remember, and it's been years and years ago, the last game at the old high school football field, when the fog rolled in and all that, you and I said, you just got this feeling. And this team, every time they take the floor, you just got to believe it's history in the making.
You do. And, of course, last year's team tied the record for going the furthest. They tied the 2007-2008 team, so somebody's trying to get past there. And, Jeff, we got people listening again. We're on the net again tonight. It's doing a little bit different on the net. Bruce Knox is doing it here through remote control at his house. So it's
exactly
just quite
right.
Amazing.
Something you and I would not be able to handle.
No, and we appreciate Bruce Knox, and we appreciate YRO for doing this. And I think it is the way of the future. We understand that there may have been 1,300 people last game listening to us on the net, and we didn't publicize it a lot.
Right.
Plus, not accounting the radio people that were listening to us on radio. So we're hoping that we're going to put on a good show. We do know tonight that we already had people call in from Bradenton Beach, Florida. That's Dave and Shirley Graham. We have a big listening audience. We have Mount Union College listening to us tonight. University of Findlay. We have people at the University of Cincinnati and at Ohio State. I do also know that we have people listening to us in Lancaster, Ohio. It might be related to Bryce Dameron.
Right.
And we also have sent some shout-outs to the Vinton County bank tellers that are listening to us, Glenn and Larry Donahoe, Beanie Ward, a class act. We got my good buddy Jack Deddy, who provides us some pens. We're not going to say where Magistrate Deddy gets these pens. But and then Jeff, a guy that was near and dear to us, he Facebooked me last night, who actually trained us, Tom Sollers. So I want to send
right.
a good shout-out to my good friend Tom Sollers. He used to be the voice of the Ironman and actually trained us. We got Ann Ward, Marla Ramey, who I saw today. Actually had some breakfast with her, doing very, very well, and wish her the best. So, again, a jam-packed crowd here at Vinton County High School. Thank you. Well, the Vikings got a record of 11-0,
right?
And Meigs with a record of 8-4, and Penny Grillo will be keeping stats for us again today, and hopefully deflecting all sort of loose balls that come his way since I missed
well,
it last week.
She had the good hands people last
she
week,
did have the
so
good
we got
hands
to depend on her again.
So, Jeff, we'll see. We're also going to have an interesting donating a game ball tonight will be Al Detweiler, who's going to be the new hardware store guy. I know Al well, played baseball at Rio Grande. Our sons played college baseball together. Great guy. I'm going to try to get him on the radio tonight to talk a little
good
bit.
Good luck with that.
Big sports fan. So, and it's good to have Al. Al's a big sports guy. Been a real good benefactor of athletics and Meigs. Now he's got a store here. Actually, I talked to him yesterday quite a bit. And I look excited about coming here. And he's a guy in our community to welcome. So
oh, yeah.
Good to have him. So
yeah, beautiful looking facility they're putting up out there.
Yes, it is.
It's going to be nice.
And so, again, that's nice about the donation of the game balls tonight. The JVs won, freshman lost. So Benton County's JV won, freshman lost. This is the rubber game of the match.
And, Bob, coming off what a great victory against the Logan Chieftains on Tuesday.
Absolutely. And the Vikings had a big win against Chillicothe. And Vikings ranked seventh in the state. New rankings will come out next week. Ranked seventh in the state, number one in Pink Floyd's poll for Southeast Ohio. So, I mean, you just got a feeling good things are coming, Jeff.
Well, you do. And you know, you and I have talked both on the air and off the air. What do you do to stop this team?
I think I don't think you play a traditional zone against these guys here. I think you have to extend the zone, play a 1-3-1. You put a tall guy up top, and you do a 1-3-1 and hope Vikings pick the ball. I think if you do a traditional 2-3 zone, 3-2, you're going to struggle. You got to do something odd. And I think you got to do that. And you cannot play man against this team. There are just too many weapons.
I agree wholeheartedly.
I haven't seen anybody do a 1-3-1 yet. And last year, the two teams that gave them troubles, Logan and Miami Heights, did it.
You are absolutely correct, sir, on that.
And
again, Mr. Weatherman's cooperating with us. When I got here, it wasn't doing a thing. And you said it wasn't doing anything when you got here.
And I'd like to say this. I know we have a bunch of youth games set for tomorrow. We have games at Central Elementary, Middle School, and the old high school. I know the weather advisory says 11 o'clock, I think.
Right.
It's supposed to come in. So I'm going to make a decision as soon as I get the information. I've been in contact with the schools. I've talked to people from the highway department. So as soon as I know, you'll know, and we'll go from there. But as of now, they're on.
Now, one thing you can't control is good old Mother Nature.
And we had a fortunate year this year. We haven't had any games snowed out. Of course, if we get games snowed out because we have limited time,
right,
we will not make those up. But we'll do our best to try to get them in tomorrow, but safety always comes first.
Absolutely. We're close to first quarter action. We'll take a timeout and be back after these messages.
Nationwide's on your side. Got an early morning dead side. Looks like those braids aren't easy to tie. How do I retire at 50 side? That's why there's Nationwide for all your many sides. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Hey, basketball fans, shoot for three with auto, home, and life insurance from Nationwide Insurance and the Virgil Hamilton Agency. Check us out online at virgilhamilton.com.
I'm Michael Williams of R.M. Williams Funeral Service. It can be very overwhelming when you lose a loved one. Arrangements have to be made, family notified. All the things that you never thought of before come rushing in. R.M. Williams Funeral Service in Wellston is just a phone call away, and we're here to help in your time of need. Call 740-384-5755. R.M. Williams Funeral Service is a proud supporter of the Vinton County Vikings.
Need a loan? It's a slam dunk at West Banco Bank.
Auto loans and personal loans.
Business loans and home equity lines of credit.
We have it all with the fast, professional, and friendly service you deserve.
Remember, you always win with West Banco.
Good luck to all our area teams. We hope you have a slam dunk year.
Go teams!
West Banco Bank is a member FDIC and an equal housing lender. All loans are subject to credit approval.
Hey, this is Holden down at Mullins Pizza in MacArthur, and I just want to offer you guys a good deal while JC's not around. Why don't you come in and get an 18-inch pepperoni pizza, a 12-inch breadsticks, and a 2-liter of pop for $19.99.
Holden, JC's going to kill you.
Oh, he's not going to find out.
Holden!
Oh, I'm out of here.
Hey, it's Ryan. Come into Mullins Pizza and get an 18-inch one item, order of breadsticks, and a 2-liter of pop for $19.99. But hurry before JC finds out.
That's Mullins Pizza on Main Street in MacArthur. Give them a call at 596-5906. And now back to Benton County Vikings High School Sports on Classic Rock 98.7 FM.
Back at Benton County High School, a jam-packed house. Another great school. Yeah, I'm really a big fan of the Meg School District. They have a lot in common with us. We have done a lot of stuff with them over the years also with OYBAU, Bartram, Coach Bartram, and a lot of these kids, including Bartow, Dameron. A lot of those kids have played down there. Jake Speakman played down there. And so a lot of good relationships between these two schools. I have a good relationship with them in youth basketball. So, and you know, I notice I see Coach Fry at a lot of their youth games. So they're a pretty nice ball club, Jeff, 8-4. They're undefeated in the league. They have not played Athens and us, so the two dominant teams in the league they've not played yet. So Benton looks like tonight they're going with it in the post. Let's see. I can't tell. It is, I can't tell. Jeff, it's going to be Dameron tonight.
It looks like it, yeah. I think you're right. Here we go for the Marauders.
Christian Maddox.
He's a guard, junior. Nice player. Number 11, Dylan Marr. Luke Musser. Three guards. Zach Bartram. Another guard.
Jerry Kennedy had a big game for him last year up here. So. Ed Fry with an 8-4 record. Has some ACC experience, Jeff. Was an assistant coach, I understand, at one of the ACC schools. And so Vinton County will introduce their starting lineup. They'll go with their four guards and Dameron, and the crowd's up, and they're excited, Jeff. You can just feel it as Air Supply sings More Than a Feeling, and as Boston sings, what is it Boston sings?
Boston's More Than a Feeling,
yeah. And then Air Supply's Can't Stop That Feeling.
Can't Stop That Feeling, yeah.
Something like that. We're making it up as we go.
That's all right. We do it all the time.
So Bruce Knox, the voice of the Garden.
A 5'10 junior, bird number four. Jake
Speakman, a 5'10 junior, has had some really, really good ball games here for the Vikings. It gives him an added amount of speed.
All right, great. Derek Jones,
a great rebounding guard, had a 16 last game.
Number 14, Tristan
Bartow. Sweet tea. The Minister of Defense. Actually, he was a witness at a couple weddings I did the other day.
I read that.
Nailing,
put another nail in your coffin, Yates, is coming in as a guard. And they're going to start the big man in the middle, Bryce Dameron, the big daddy.
Big daddy's playing.
So the big daddy will be starting. Big daddy gave his towel to Scout White.
Yes, he did.
Vikings are pumped up for this, Jeff. And we got TV here. Everybody's following this team. We're on Lynette tonight, so we encourage everybody to listen. If you like it, let everybody know
let us know. That's right.
You might not like us, but if you like the bat, just send it in.
Listen to the game.
So it'll be Dameron jumping against Kennedy in this jam-packed crowd. Bob Griller, Jeff Thacker, Penny Griller on 98.7. We're just about ready for action. Both teams playing a defensive tip. Dameron's about a 4-inch height advantage. And the Vikings win the tip. No, they lose the tip. Marr comes out with it. Ball goes down in the corner, and there's going to be a travel right off the bat.
So one possession, one turnover from the Marauders.
Yep, and look what we're seeing. We're seeing a 1-3-1.
Oh, gee, go figure.
I thought we might see this sometime.
And it's extended, as you said.
I think that's what you have to try against. Whether it works or not, I can't tell you. There's a long pass in the corner. That goes to Yates.
That's in.
So that answers that question as they hit a three.
Yeah, so much for that.
I think that's the best defense you can play against, and I'm still not sure it can stop the Vikings. Ball goes down in the corner. That is
Luke Musser.
Stolen by Bartow. Bartow taken by Speakman. Knocked out of bounds, and they're going to give the ball back to the Vikings.
Right.
Coach Marr is actually a pretty quiet coach, Jeff, if I recall.
I was going to say two turnovers.
There's a three by Bartow. No good. Rebound. Out comes Kennedy. Kennedy gets it out to Musser. And running the show will be Zach Bartram. Brother's a fine quarterback, got injured this year.
Yep.
And there's a corner shot, no good. Out comes Jones with it. He's going to call a foul. That's going to be on Bartram, I believe.
That is correct.
Jeff, I don't know if a 1-3-1 will work against these guys. See, I think if I'm doing it, I have Kennedy up there. I want a bigger guy up top. Now, they have some length and Musser, too, but Vikings pick the ball up. There's Speakman down to Yates. Yates down to Jones. Jones thinks about it. Vikings showing good patience. Out to Yates. Yates dribbles out to Bartow. Bartow, who became a 1,000-point scorer the other day. I think the one thing this does do, and I don't know if it'll work, like I said, it kind of slows the Vikings down a little bit.
Yeah, their offense really feeds
their
defense.
And there's Jones for three.
That's long.
No good. And rebound comes out with it is Big Daddy. The Big Daddy comes out with it and throws it out to Yates. He was on his back. The crowd's going wild over that. Jones goes up, kicks it out. Nice ball movement.
Yates.
There's Yates for three. No good.
The Big Daddy
keeps it alive. And the Big Daddy battling inside. He got one rebound, fell on his back, and flips it over to Yates. And Neil and Yates just chest bumps him, and the Big Daddy has this crowd fired up.
That's going to be Kennedy.
And they could ill afford to lose Kennedy due to foul trouble. So it's 3-0 Vikings with 6:16 to go in the first quarter. They throw the ball into Dameron, and Dameron's doing a good job keeping the ball in play. Speakman down to Dameron. Dameron with his post move. Up, no good. Rebound Kennedy.
Dameron's here to play.
Yes, Dameron's been very active so far. Bertram, sophomore, puts it on the deck. He takes a three. And he
right
scores
down.
It. So right now they're going to give him a two for that. So 3-2. Bartow splits the
right it down.
1-3-1 and scores.
That's the part I wonder about playing a zone against them, Bob.
Well, you shouldn't be able to do that against
the zone. Their penetration, though, is amazing.
You should not be able to do that against the zone. Ball goes down low. Turnover. The one thing you should not do is be able to take the ball to the basket in a zone.
So 5-2, Vikings lead, 5:32 left first quarter.
And just what I just said, Coach Fry just said, you can't let him split that. Exactly what I just said.
Griffin's going to check in.
Berto unbelievably quick with the basketball. Ball goes down low. That's Yates. Puts it on the deck. Yates puts it out to Berto. Berto, a runner out to Jones in the corner. Jones spots for three. Just
down.
Like that, he makes it. It's 8-2, Vikings. Bartram out top. You got Griffiths ready to check in. Bartram hit a two. He's got their only points. Hounded by Speakman. The ball's thrown away.
Turnover.
Here comes Jones. He's got a wide open Bartow. And Bartow scores, and there'll be a timeout by Meg.
He
missed it. There's a jump ball. He's not going to call a timeout. Yates gets decked. Kennedy helps him up. And out comes Dameron, and the crowd gives him a good round of applause, and Dameron's happy. Coach Fry was going to use a timeout, but the Vikings missed the wide-open layup. You don't see Bartow miss many of those.
No, you don't. Jones the inbound.
Speakman in the corner. Has a great head fake. There's Yates from the volleyball line, and he drained
right
it.
Down.
He was at the volleyball line and drained it.
Absolutely.
You can't stop the 11-2 Vikings. This is Marr. Not much ball movement, Jeff, by the Marauders.
Not at all. And a lot of turnovers by the Marauders.
Yes, and the Vikings crowd, Jeff, the Vikings crowd is innocent. And Coach Fry's going to call a 30. So the Vikings at the 4:28 mark of the first quarter lead 11-2. So, Jeff, it's been a pretty good show for the Vikings. The 1-3-1 has not stopped them.
No, not at all. Yeah, Coach Fry's getting the same look that we've seen on a couple other coaches' faces, Bob. What do I do?
They play zone. He doesn't change much from that.
You know, we've watched several teams, and we always have the advantage that we're sitting real close to the opposing bench, and we can hear what the coaches are saying and see the reaction of the coaches. And it's perplexing to them as well as us. What do you do to stop this team?
I'm not sure there's much you can do. And this team just got so many weapons, and they got the deepest bench they've had.
Well, someone mentioned to me when I came in this evening, there hasn't been a game that all four guards have been on fire hitting from the field. What happens then?
Well, none of them have played bad in any game either.
No, none of them have played bad. But it's always been one or two. What happens if they all start?
A step back three and
counter.
Scores it.
That was Luke Musser.
Musser's a pretty lengthy guard,
yes,
too.
Yes, he is.
Bartow out top. And I think if you want to have a chance with the Vikings, you have to keep them out there. You have to have them picking their dribble and playing where they're at right now, Jeff, around the volleyball line. You cannot let them penetrate. 11-5. Yates, they just threw a backdoor cut to Yates. A long pass, David Thompson from North Carolina State. And it's Bartow to Yates. Yates above the rim and puts it in. Make it 13-5. 3:43 to go, first quarter, Vikings lead. And that'll take the wind out of your sails to play like that.
Sure.
That play's called Indian by the Vikings.
I was going to say, wasn't that something similar they used to run with Allen?
Yes. And there's a nice pass. They miss an easy one inside.
That's going to be a foul on Kennedy.
That'll be two on him as he hits Griffiths from behind. That makes it 13-5.
Foul number 20, Jared Kennedy. Third.
They can ill afford to use Kennedy, Jeff.
No, and he's going to leave him. His staff's trying to tell him, and he's keeping him.
So it's 13-5 Vikings. Great backdoor cut in the last play from Bartow to Yates.
It's coming again.
Jones for three. Good. 16-5. What do you do?
I don't know.
I don't know what you can do. I mean, this team is just very, very talented. Great defensive team. There's a three ball. Musser again. No good. Great job of screening by Meggs. They get the rebound. And it's going to be Bartram.
I'm looking. I can't see.
It was on number four for the
Jake Speakman.
Don't think Jake was around it. So it's 16-5, and going to the line will be Zach Bartram. Again, Bob Grillo, Jeff Thacker, Penny Grillo here on WYRO 98.7 live in the net. Bartram misses the first one. Still 16-5. Vikings, 2:54 first quarter. Nevin Yates will come in, and he'll replace Speakman. Jake Speakman. Nevin had a real solid game two games ago, 7 points. And Bartram misses the second. Meggs has always struggled at that basket
right.
Shooting free throws. They always have, Jeff, as long as I can remember.
So Bartow's going to bring it up.
Griffith. They got to go toward Kennedy to get that third foul.
Oh,
in.
Yeah, I agree.
Why he's in.
There, they just tried to.
Out comes Meggs, Bartram. Gets the ball out. He did a nice job getting the ball down the floor. Nice take by Meggs to the basket. An extremely athletic Luke Musser with another point. Makes it 16-7, 2:26 to go first quarter. Jones. The Vikings are so unselfish, Jeff.
Yes, they are.
Nevin Yates down to Griffiths down low. They're going to call a travel. Good call.
Excellent call.
Vikings fans think it was a foul. Definitely a travel. Into the ballgame comes Weston Bear. So Weston Bear, a freshman guard, is in the game. A freshman, Jeff. Guarded by Bartow. Again, a little back to the future, and he throws it away. Penny Grillo just about saves us again. So a freshman in the game, Jeff. Kind of, again, Bartow's got to think as he gets toward the end of his career in high school, he'll be playing at the next level. He sees these freshmen coming at him now.
Oh, yeah.
And there's Weston Bart. Takes it to him
right
and takes
after
it to the basket and makes it 16-9.
Marauders on a little roll.
Travel. Zach Helton will check in. 16-9 Vikings, a minute 50 to go. Morrow come out. And Jake Speakman will come in for Bartow. Did not have Bartow work again today. I'm very superstitious, Jeff.
I'm glad you are.
So the freshman guard who just scored, Weston Bear, gets it down to Kennedy. And Kennedy's got to be careful he doesn't get a third foul. And they throw it away. And Kennedy, they could get one on him right now.
Now's the chance.
And Yates pops, takes a jumper. Kennedy comes out with it. Kennedy's improved so much, Jeff, since his freshman year. Out comes Maddox. Maddox. Down to Kennedy. Kennedy puts on a deck, little jumper.
No good.
Great screen by Nevin Yates. He's got a wide open Derrick Jones down the floor. Throws it to him. Jones scores. A great pass. And Yates did that last week with a great outlet pass. And allowed against Logan. That makes it 18-9. Matt Combs very happy with that. 18-9 Vikings. A minute to go in the first quarter. Bear, the freshman, puts it on the deck. Little fadeaway jumper. Griffiths partially blocks it. They get it to Griffiths. He gets it to Speakman. Speakman, 1-2-3 dribble. Pass down in the corner. They get it to Nailing Yates in the corner. No good. Long rebound. Comes out to Meggs. And that'll be Musser. Musser's having a great game. Makes it 18-11. 50 seconds to go. First quarter. 18-11 Vikings. Speakman gets it to Yates. Yates out to Jones. Jones travels.
And he walks.
So it's 18-11. 40 seconds to go. First quarter. So not allowing much travel, and there's a travel ban this game, Jeff.
Evidently. 18-11, Vikings.
And the freshman guard, Bear, gets it out to Musser. I've been impressed with Musser, Jeff. He's played well. Bear gets it down. There's Kennedy from the foul line. No good. Out comes Nevin Yates. Gets away with the travel. Gets it to Jones. Jones crosses the time over 20 seconds. Jones in the corner to Nailing Yates. Nailing Yates puts it on the deck. Cross-court pass. It goes into the crowd.
That was heading for Kevin Waddell. I don't think it got there.
That was fielded by one of the Hardwood Heroes. got that one there. So now coming into the ball game will be Bailey Carruthers and also
Garrett Buckley.
And that's a good move getting Kennedy out so he didn't get a third foul. And it'll come Antonio Mendez. 18-11 Vikings. So the Vikings will do a half-court trap here. as soon as they get a chance with Mendez. And here it comes if it comes inside.
I don't think they're going to do it.
It was only 7 seconds. They get the ball down. They got 3 seconds. So there's a three-point shot taken by Meggs. No good. So at the end of one, it's 18-11 Vikings. We'll be back after this timeout.
Call Auto Sales in downtown Jackson is the place to go for great deals on quality Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep vehicles. The good folks at Call Auto Sales in downtown Jackson have been serving the Southern Ohio community for over 90 years, and they also offer top-notch sales and service. Come see Dan Murrow or Brad Burnside and let them put you in the car of your dreams at Call Auto Sales on Main Street in downtown Jackson. Call Auto Sales. Good people, good products, and just a good place to do business.
At Belicio Foods, commitment to the community is at the core of our company. We've been feeding people for over 25 years, and that means we've also employed folks from right here within the community. So we're proud to give a little something back. Donating to local charities and helping local organizations, we are helping to make the community closer and stronger. Belicio Foods, we're your neighbors, we're your friends, we are part of the community, and always will be.
And now back to Benton County Vikings High School Sports on Classic Rock 98.7 FM.
Back to live action here at Benton County High School. Beginning the second quarter, Vikings lead 18-11. It's Meg's ball. And Bartram will run point for the Marauders. He's guarded by Yates. And that's a big weapon to have, Yates guarding a point guard. And there's a long distance three. It brings rain, but Christian Maddox puts it in to make it 18-14. Again, 1-3-1 to get it to Bartow. Bartow down low, assist, up and in, and that was
Montgomery.
Montgomery. So Caleb Montgomery comes in and gets a basket right off the bat. There's a three ball by Maddox. No good. Rebound by the Marauders. Kennedy, he's got to stay out of foul trouble. There's a three ball. No good. Rebound by a good hustle by Montgomery. Out comes Marr with it. Marr, what is that move? They're going to call it travel. I don't know about that one.
I don't either.
I don't think that was a travel. But travels are getting called pretty regularly.
Yeah, there's been some vacation miles logged in here. Big Daddy,
Big Daddy
in
comes
well
in.
Jones.
And so the Vikings will go with Bartow, Nevin Yates, Derek Jones, Bryce Dameron, and Caleb Montgomery. Kennedy, Musser, Bartram, Marr, and Maddox for the Marauders. Jones down to Nevin Yates, puts it on the deck, and they're going to call it travel. And travel seems to be the call of the day, Jeff. And Matt Combs is, you know, I think he's feeling a lot better, Jeff.
I think so.
We got that. We'll go it again. No, and there's a nice move, but it misses, and that was Bartram. Oh, Bartow does a great job not traveling. They get it down to Jones in the corner. Jones puts it on the deck, scores. He does not score. The Big Daddy! The Big Daddy with the tip above the rim and kisses it off the glass for two to make it 22-14. Darren gets me fired up, Jeff, if you haven't noticed. Kennedy goes high, and there's going to be a jump. I'm going to call a travel. Wow.
Oh, my.
When the game become Weston Barr. We said it earlier, but we'll say it again. I did leave out a couple. Ed and Linda Merker, Dave and Shirley Graham are listening to us in Braden Beach, Florida, and we appreciate that.
I bet it's a little warmer there. What do you bet?
I think so. We appreciate it. They're all big Vikings fans, and we appreciate them listening. Been very helpful to the program over the years as well. 22-14, Vikings, 6:18 to go. Nevin Yates out to Derek Jones. Derek Jones. Cross-court pass to Bartow. Bartow puts it on the deck. Vikings showing great patience against the 1-3-1.
And
but I do think, even though the Vikings are ahead by 8,
it's bothering them.
Well, it's not bothering them. It's just slowing them down a little bit, I think, Jeff. I think the Vikings have actually had a good game plan for it. It has slowed them down. Do you agree?
I agree. It has slowed them down. But I think, and I'm just working off memory now, out of the last 8 possessions, they've had 4 turnovers. So it is messing with them in some form or fashion.
I think you'll see the Vikings do a full-court press here in a minute. There's Yates for three. No good. Out comes Bartram with the ball. Bartram. Bartram's going to take a little runner, and it's blocked. Somehow he comes out with it. It comes out to Speakman.
And it's turnover.
Marr.
And there's somebody. I think they're going to call that foul on Speakman.
An unbelievably late whistle. I think they called it on Marr.
You're right.
An unbelievably late whistle.
So that's two on Zach.
They called it on Bartram. So it's 22-14, and that is two on Bartram. The Yates boys and the Bartram boys are good friends. I know that.
Yes, they are.
As Nolan coached there a year. And there's another pass down to Dammert. He picks it out to Jones for three. Just like that. It's good. Assist by the Big Daddy, and that makes it 25-14. Just like that, Jeff, the Vikings are up 11. Again, I think the 1-3-1 has not stopped the Vikings, but it's slowed them down.
Yes.
But the Vikings are still showing great patience, and are up 11. And I'll tell you, Bartow's hands are so quick. He's on. And there's another travel.
Was this like the word in the officials' locker room prior to the game? Travel?
I don't know.
Bunch of them, more than we've seen
they
in any game.
They must have watched the movie It's a Wonderful Life and tried to travel like Mr. Bailey. Bartow for three. And he makes it, but they're going to call a offensive foul, so they'll wave that basket off. It would be before the show. And it's going to be on.
It's on Big Daddy.
No, I think it's on. I think it was on Jones.
Oh, okay, you're right.
You're seeing that called a lot more this year.
Yes.
So that makes it 25-14 still. That three-pointer by Bartow did not count. Bartow has a chance, Jeff, to get 1,500 points or so, as he became one of the four 1,000-point scorers last week. Marr. Oh, a little jump shot from the top of the key. Over Dammert.
Oh, my.
And that was, and so he fouls Kennedy. I'm not sure he fouled, Jeff.
But again, because of his size, he's not going to get a lot of calls. Hey, Bob.
I know the dinosaur's back. Jeff, did you find out what that dinosaur's here for?
I did not. I have no clue why that thing's here.
Kennedy makes the first one, make it 25-15. 4:39 to go in the second quarter. Vikings lead. A jam-packed crowd again tonight. Jeff, it's right up there with the other Southeastern Jackson and Logan crowds.
Second one's good as well. Make it 25-16. Vikings, 4:39 left first half.
I'll tell you another thing about... Max Marauder goes into the crowd, and my clerk, Kelly Everidge, saves him. And that was Christian Maddox. So a good save by Kelly and Brooke.
Our daughter, Brooke Herbert,
yeah. And a little girl there kind of shook up there. She's okay. So it's 25-16 Vikings in Speakman. Bartow. It goes down to Dammert on the block. Dammert, that should be,
Viking ball.
And somehow the Vikings fans blaming the ref for that, and they got the ball back.
Yeah.
Speakman, there's going to be a travel.
Another walk.
I don't know whether they're giving away frequent flyer miles today or not, but... It's 25-16.
I don't see any baggage packed at the door anywhere, do you?
25-16, Vikings lead, 4:18 to go in the second quarter. So I'll tell you what, Jeff, I've been impressed with the young freshman point guard, Weston Berry. He hasn't backed down. Right now he's going to have to hustle to get across the line. Bartow's hounding him like a jockey on Seabiscuit. And Bartow.
And there's a turnover.
Gets a steal. They get it out to Big Daddy. The Big Daddy had it at half court. Put it on the deck. Threw it away, though, and Barr has it. Barr out in the corner. There was another travel. And then the Big Daddy.
Oh!
Listen to this crowd. They're loving the Big Daddy. Jeff, get the SWAT team out. He's captain of the SWAT team.
Get the truck.
Bryce Dammert. Yes, sir. Give him a badge, baby. 25-16.
Vikings just get drilled. And it's an offensive foul.
That's going to be on Kennedy. That'll be his third. That is his
third
foul.
Third.
That's a huge foul.
And he's leaving him.
And Matt Combs will ISO on him like right now, like they did
last week. Before
he
can ever get him out of the game, I think.
And the Vikings will go after him, and that's what they did against Logan the other day. Bartow for a long-distance three.
Count
and raise it.
And Meggs is going to take a timeout. Let's see what he's taking.
Taking a 30. One thing that people don't know about Bartow last week, he's had a dog his entire life. His dog died before the game.
Yeah.
He was really down. He's a really quiet kid, and he was really upset about his dog. And, he played intense last week. You know, he chest-butted the big guy. He
right.
was out there. I asked him about that, and he just kind of smiled. He's the kind of guy that doesn't say much. But he said he was more worried about Nalen because Nalen came to his defense. So it's 28-16 Vikings, 3:36 to go, second quarter, Vikings lead. And, again, the key factor in this ball game is they just lost us. We just lost somebody in the crowd here. Somebody just lost us. So, again, Bruce said the Internet was having a little trouble. So hopefully you'll pick us up. Let us know if you can hear us on the web.
And I just got a text. It's not raining in Wellston, Bob.
So this is from Florida. They said they just lost us. There's going to be a foul on Bartow right there. I think the key to the Vikings making a long run, Jeff, is they have to keep – Bartow's got to stay on the floor.
Yeah.
No, they can get – they have a lot of great guards, but he kind of just – the whole team together is just hard
kind
to
handle. Kind of the
glue. Oh, a long-distance shot by the Meg, and the new guy in the ball game knocks the ball away. Bartow comes out with it, gets it out to Jones. Jones is going to take it to the basket. Jones, a little dipsy-do off the glass and scores it.
Makes it 30-16, Vikings.
And I think Meggs has had some chances, Jeff,
and
they've missed some easy ones here. Bar guarded by Jones. The Vikings, unbelievable good defense. They're going to call another travel.
Nevin Yates coming back.
For Mendez, who was in. And Coach Mara wondering about the multitude of travel calls.
Speakman coming out.
Again, a big blow for Meggs was the third foul on Kennedy. And Garrett Buckley will have to pick up the slack. Bartow splits the zone. Yates. Jones, there's a steal. And there's going to be a foul on Bartow. That'll be his second one. And Christian Maddox takes it to the basket.
I think he was going to make real sure Maddox didn't score.
Yeah, Bartow's a pretty physical guy.
Spent a lot of time in the weight room. All you got to do is look.
Like I said, it's picking those files up in my office to put a little muscle on.
Is that what did it?
That's what did it. And we are back, what we understand. And Christian Maddox will shoot a pair. Makes the first one. 30-17. And Arl Cumbarto with the two fouls. Good coaching move by Matt Combs. Combs has 270-plus wins here. Hopefully we'll have his 300th at a pretty young age, Jeff.
Yes, sir.
So it makes it 30-18 sometime next year. And if they make a deep run this year, he'll get close. And I think they will. Jones in the corner. Jones thinks about a three. They've been calling travel on that. It's 30-18 Vikings. The ball goes down to Yates in the corner. Speakman.
Oh, there was a ball.
There was a travel. Jones from the corner takes a three. No good. Hits the side of the basket. And there is Nevin Yates. No good.
Jones
rebound by Jones. He can get up, Jeff.
Yes,
and Jones, a little runner, scores.
Gets to his own rebound and scores.
32-18. A great rebounding guard. As Matt Combs has had a ton of great rebounding guards over the years. There's a three by Meggs. Up and in. And that was Dylan Marr. 32-21. Speakman out to Jones. Jones attacks the zone. Kicks it across court to Nevin Yates. Hard to see. And Jeff, you're going to have to help
me. I'm trying.
There is Speakman, no good.
Griffith with the rebound.
No. Out will come. That was Garrett Buckley with the rebound. So Meggs has a chance to get within 10 by half. And there's a three by Meggs. No good. Rebound. They don't box out. The Vikings come out with it. Griffith. I don't know what they're going to call there, Jeff. They're going to call a foul. Matt's complaining, but I think they're calling a foul on Meggs. No.
They're calling a foul
on Speakman.
On Speakman. No. No.
I really don't.
Right.
I really don't know what Matt's complaining about because of the foul on Meggs. Hey, 32-21. Speakman Jones. Yates for three. No good. And I'll tell you, the young Garrett Buckley, or senior Garrett Buckley, did a nice job rebounding.
He's helped him.
Coming off the bench. Nice spin move. Up and in. What a great move by Dylan Maher to make it 32-23. And there's a steal by the Marauders. And Jeff, right now the 1-3-1's bothering the Vikings. Ball goes in the corner. There's Musser for a short and no good. Rebound by the Marauders. They're going to call another travel. My gosh, has there been a lot of travels.
We haven't seen this many travels all year.
Maybe in the last two. 32-23. But, Jeff, I just think your best chance against the Vikings is doing a 1-3-1 exactly like they are. Now, whether that's going to stop the Vikings, they're still up by nine. It just slows them down, Jeff.
It does. Griffith down, no.
Yates, cross court to Jones. Jones. I can't see, Jeff. You got to cover.
Montgomery, and he's blocked.
Maher guarded by Yates.
Oh, my.
There's going to be a foul on Montgomery. And there's and the referee does a nice job breaking up a potential
scrimmage
between Maddox and Montgomery. Montgomery, one of the quietest kids you'd want to see, just about tangled with Maddox. And so
that was just a good hustle play. There was no intent there, Bob.
No one said, but somebody goes down, they say you got to call a foul.
Oh, yeah.
And Maddox went down hard, and the foul is correctly called on Montgomery. They call
side. Oh, there's a foul.
That's another travel. That was a sideline outplay where they had a layup, but they traveled. 32-23, 37 seconds to go, second quarter, Vikings lead.
Bartow.
You don't want to have Bartow pick up a third one.
Griffith out.
The Vikings have done a pretty good job getting the ball down low to Dearman tonight, Jeff.
Yes, they have.
Speakman. Musser's up top now.
I think they'll play for one.
Watch for Jones to pop out on the screen here, Jeff, for three. He's running baseline. They get it to Yates. He takes a three from the corner. No good. Rebound, Jones. Jones up and in.
Count.
And it makes it 34-23. Timeout by Matt Combs, 34-23. He'll put Mendez in to try to trap Jeff.
And he's going to take Bartow out.
And that's a 30 seconds. That's a great piece of coaching because he put Bartow in. He made the great pass to Yates in the corner. He missed, but then Jones got the rebound. But then you get Bartow out, so you don't get a third foul.
Montgomery's coming back. I'm guessing. I don't know who he's coming in for. Bob?
So 34-23. It'll be Meg's ball. Great timeout by Matt Combs. Vikings lead by 11. The game they've been in control of, but the 1-3-1, as I mentioned, Jeff, has slowed them down.
Yeah.
I don't think it's bothered the Vikings. It's just as much as it slows down the game a little bit, and that's your best chance is to hope they have a bad shooting night, and they haven't had a bad shooting night.
No, they've been hitting on most cylinders tonight, that's for sure. So 34-23, 14 seconds left, first half. Megs will inbound the ball.
Vikings just don't want to pick up any fouls. Don't want to foul. There's 6 seconds. They're going to have to get a shot off Megs. And there is Maddox.
And that's blocked.
And there's a shot by Maddox at the buzzer. No good. So at the end of the second quarter, it's 34-23 Vikings. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Is your dentist a participating provider, or do they just take your insurance?
Hi, I'm Sue. I've been with Family Dental Center for about 20 years now. I'm happy to work for a group of dentists that accept most PPO plans. It shows that our dentists care, and they want to provide quality care to our patients at a cost that they can afford. Their cost savings can be so tremendous if they go to an office that accepts their PPO.
Family Dental Center, with locations in Chillicothe, Circleville, and Jackson. Owned by Drs. Green, Miller, Crabtree, Seeley, Catlos, Wilcox, and Brower.
When Dan Will founded his bank in 1867, he didn't know his Vinton County National Bank would be a household name in 2017. For 150 years, they've provided customers with superior service and the most advanced banking products available. They're celebrating that 150-year legacy with special events and offers all year long. See VCNBFamily.com/150 for details and to learn more about the tradition that is the VCNB Financial Family. Member FDIC.
For authentic Asian bistro, stop by the Tokyo Steakhouse in the Evans Center. The Tokyo Steakhouse. Fun and friendly fresh hibachi tableside cooking. Get all the flavors of an authentic Asian bistro and even fresh sushi right in the heart of downtown Jackson. Carry out is also available, so call the Tokyo Steakhouse at 740-286-6881. Come savor delicious authentic Japanese Asian cuisine. Try the Tokyo Steakhouse. Fun and friendly fresh hibachi tableside cooking in the Evans Center in Jackson at 740-286-6881.
Are you or someone you know confined to your home and require health care due to injury or illness? Contact the Vinton County Home Health Agency, a division of the Vinton County Health Department in MacArthur. Our agency provides a variety of services including skilled nursing, physical therapy, personal care aid, and homemaking services in the comfort of your own home. Let our qualified professionals make life easier for you and your family. Call Vinton County Home Health at 740-596-4573 today. It's your right to choose your home care provider. Ask for Vinton County Home Health, serving Vinton and surrounding counties.
Hi, I'm Haley Sowers, fellow Viking and the pharmacy manager at the new Shriver's Pharmacy in MacArthur. Our name has changed, but our team hasn't. You'll receive the same great patient care and customer service you've grown to expect close to home. So stop in to check out our full line of school spirit gear. We'd like to wish all area athletes a safe and healthy sports season. From our team to yours, go Vikings! Local and independently owned since 1979, Shriver's Pharmacy, because we care.
Baby, back in 1978, Ramey's Home started a tradition that you're really going to love. And that's saving folks around here the most money possible on the best built, manufactured, and modular homes in America. And Ramey's Home's low everyday prices could save you thousands over site-built housing. Shop Ramey's Mobile Home 7 miles west of MacArthur on Route 50 and 2 miles south of Chillicothe on US 23, where you don't have to be the king to live like one, baby.
And now back to Vinton County Vikings High School Sports on Classic Rock 98.7 FM.
Back to Vinton County High School. Halftime, the Vikings lead 34-23. They've been in control of the game, Jeff, but the 1-3-1 has slowed them down a little bit.
I agree. And as you were talking when we were off the air, this is what it takes. I don't know if it will completely ever stop them, but it has at least slowed them down.
I think if you do kind of what they've done, you put a big tall guy up top, you just got to hope they pick a dribble and their offense starts way out here. Now, that doesn't necessarily stop them because they can shoot the ball so well, but you hope they're having a cold shooting night, and they're not having that. Mets has played pretty well. Mets has had some opportunities to make it closer to this.
I agree.
But the Vikings have done a great job of passing the ball against the 1-3-1. You want to keep the Vikings under 70 and hope that you got a shot.
Well, I think, and you and I have said it, and we've mentioned it twice tonight, this is probably by far the most unselfish basketball team Vinton County has ever had.
That's true. For the Vikings, they've been led by Derek Jones with 17 points, and he has three threes. Nolan Yates has eight. Bartow with five, and two for Montgomery. Got a basket right when he came in, and two for Dameron. For the Marauders, they are led by Luke Musser, who has seven, five for Maddox, and five for Mayer, two for Weston Bear, got two right off the bat, nice-looking freshman, and Bartram with two, and Kennedy with two, and Kennedy has three fouls, more importantly.
Right.
So at halftime, the Vikings lead 34-23. Again, a jam-packed crowd here at Vinton County High School, and these crowds are just going to continue to get bigger as the Vikings continue to win.
I agree. I want to say we've done the shout-outs. I want to say another shout-out to our weatherman on the spot, Austin Owings, who's keeping us informed as to what's going on out there.
We need to know that, and I've talked to Mr. Brooks today, and I've talked to the junior high athletic director about, you know, we're going to keep each other informed of the weather about all the, I know there's the girls, I believe, are going to Adina. Adina's coming here to play the boys' junior high teams. There's youth game tomorrow.
There's a big wrestling tournament tomorrow or something in wrestling.
So we're going to try to keep everybody advised of what's going on. I'm going to make a decision, but I got to have all the information. The decision might not be made till like 11 or 12,
right?
But I know we got games starting at 8, and we'll make a decision as soon as we know. I'll put it on Facebook, whatever, when we decide what we're doing. But we may not know till the wee hours of the morning what we're doing.
Well, it's like you said, safety first. I know everybody wants to play. And certainly we want to get all the people in that we can to get to play the youth games and all those things, but we also want to keep everybody safe.
As I mentioned to Mr. Brooks when he first became superintendent, I think that year he first became superintendent, there was so much crazy weather. I don't think they teach you that in superintendent school. They don't teach you that in whatever it is that I do running a youth basketball program about weather forecasting.
Oh, yeah.
So we just do the best we
can. I think the first year he was superintendent, we had 18 snow days. So yeah. It was a wild ride, that's for sure.
It sure is. And again, thanks to Mr. Brooks, you guys, for letting us use the facilities. And if I could say one thing about Meigs High School, keep an eye on this program. They have an absolutely wonderful group of seventh grade basketball players here, and they're going to be a very good team to watch. And this rivalry between these two teams is just going to continue. But just keep an eye on them. They have a lot coming, Jeff. Meigs does. So it's going to be a good couple years here in this series. Jeff, trying to think what else we have going on here.
I'm trying to think. I think we are back. We don't have anything till next weekend. I think it's either Friday or Saturday we have a game. We have one broadcast game next week. And I don't have a schedule with me, but I know it's late in the week.
I think this Monday, am I right?
That, the boys' varsity and girls' varsity play.
And if I can tell somebody, if you want to watch a very good girls' basketball team, you come and watch Maysville, Ohio. I coached against them last summer, and I have never quite seen anything like that, Jeff. They are unbelievably loaded. So come and watch Maysville High School, a team that might win the state title, actually. And the Vinton girls team, they certainly have had a very tough schedule.
Yes, they have.
They got a win the other night against River Valley, but they have had an unbelievably tough schedule. And they are, I think, 6-7 under Rod Bentley. He's done a nice job with the team with no seniors. So out comes the Marauders.
Yep.
They trail 34-23. About 3 minutes to go. The Vikings have stayed in the locker room a little longer than usual. Usually they're out early.
Right.
And
well, as you said, we're about 2.5 minutes away from third quarter action. Let's take a timeout, and we'll be back after these messages.
Need a loan? It's a slam dunk at WesBanco Bank. Auto loans and personal loans, business loans and home equity lines of credit. We have it all with the fast, professional, and friendly service you deserve. Remember, you always win with WesBanco. Good luck to all our area teams. We hope you have a slam dunk year. Go teams!
WesBanco Bank is a member FDIC and an equal housing lender. All loans are subject to credit approval.
Call Auto Sales in downtown Jackson is the place to go for great deals on quality Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep vehicles. The good folks at Call Auto Sales in downtown Jackson have been serving the Southern Ohio community for over 90 years, and they also offer top-notch sales and service. Come see Dan Murrow or Brad Burnside and let them put you in the car of your dreams at Call Auto Sales on Main Street in downtown Jackson. Call Auto Sales. Good people, good products, and just a good place to do business.
Hey, this is Holden down at Mullins Pizza in MacArthur, and I just want to offer you guys a good deal while JC's not around. Why don't you come in and get an 18-inch pepperoni pizza, a 12-inch breadsticks, and a 2-liter pop for $19.99.
Holden, JC's going to kill you.
Oh, he's not going to find out.
Holden!
Oh, I'm out of here.
Hey, it's Ryan. Come into Mullins Pizza and get an 18-inch one item, order a breadsticks, and a 2-liter pop for $19.99. But hurry before JC finds out.
That's Mullins Pizza on Main Street in MacArthur. Give him a call at 596-5906.
I'm Michael Williams of R.M. Williams Funeral Service. One of the most important things you can do for your family is one of the most difficult to think about. Pre-planning your final arrangements comforts your family with peace of mind, knowing you made all the necessary decisions in advance. Call the professionals at R.M. Williams Funeral Service at 740-384-5755 or visit us at 120 West Broadway Street in Wellston. We're a proud supporter of the Vinton County Vikings.
And now back to Vinton County Vikings High School Sports on Classic Rock 98.7 FM.
Back at Vinton County High School, the Vikings lead at halftime, 34-23. We'll get ready to go. The Vikings just came out on the floor. It'll be, I'm not sure whose ball it is coming out, but Jeff, I'd like to say again, thank you for letting us stream today, and everybody listened to us. We'd like to send a shout out to the people listening to us in Florida, Ed and Linda Merker, Dave and Shirley Graham. We also have some colleges listening to us today, Mount Union, University of Finley, University of Cincinnati, Ohio State University. We have people from Lancaster. And we'd like to send shout-outs to our normal people, Glenn and Larry Donahoe, the Benton County National Bank teller, Jeff, who listen to us. I don't know why, but they do. Marla Ramey, who's doing really well. She listens to us. And Ann Ward, Tom Sowers, Jack Detty, and Beanie Ward, a class act, some of our faithful listeners here. If we leave Jim and May Gillen.
Yep, don't forget Jim and May.
So it'll be Viking ball 34-23. Now, I think this is where the Vikings generally start blowing people away in the third quarter, Jeff.
Back in the 1-3-1 for the Marauders.
They have to. The Vikings just got to show patience.
Actually, they're not. They're in a 2-3.
They're in a 1-3-1. It's just extended. He drops down. Kind of more a 3-2, really, you think? Jones. Stolen away by Kennedy. Ball goes down. That's Musser. Musser goes baseline. Blocked by Dameron. He pulls it out of the air. He blocks it and just picks it in his paw and gets it out there. Jones for three. No good. Rebound. That's Marr.
He gets it out to Bartram.
Bartram. There's Kennedy from the foul line. No good. Rebound. Bartow goes high and pulls it out. Great hands, great leaping ability as well. Attacks the rim as good as any player we've ever had here. Bartow up and in. Again, Jeff, I just said it. He attacks the rim better than any player we've ever had.
And he just did.
36. Chris Bethel, him, Ryan Cottle, and who's our other 1,000-point scorer, Jeff? Help me out.
Patterson.
And there's a putback by Kennedy. Dustin Guthrie.
Oh, yeah.
Got to bring the record book, Jeff, one of these days.
We are going to have to bring that.
36-25. Vikings lead, 6:31 to go in the third quarter. Bartow for three.
Count
and
it.
Make it 39-25. Jeff, I'm telling you, if some college, there's been one college, this is the fourth game in a row they've been here watching him. And there's a basket by Musser again that makes it 39-27. Bartow.
Just Jeff, dribbles through four
he just
people.
He went through all five Marauders and just put it in. 41-27. Unbelievable, Jeff, what he could do with the basketball. Great handles. Absolutely great handles.
I agree.
And there's a three by the Marauders. No good. A nice rebound inside. Dameron alters a shot. Out comes Speakman. He's got numbers. Speakman. Out comes. Saved by Yates. It was Jones. Jones goes up in the air and scores it. 43-27. There'll be a timeout by Coach. By Coach Fry.
He's going to take a full. We'll take a full and be back in 60 seconds. Or maybe not.
I guess we'll stay here, but I can say this, Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
You can almost tell the Vikings will, in the third quarter, generally just start dominating teams. I don't know whether their depth is so good, but they just wear teams down. And even though they've done a 1-3-1 and kind of kept the scoring down, Vikings have never not been in control
right.
of this game.
Agreed.
And right now, they've slowed them down this far, but when the Vikings start going, it's hard to come back. And when you get ahead, and you're in a zone, you got to go to man, and you can't stop the Vikings.
Right, I agree.
So a great third quarter by the Vikings as Bartow just dribbled through five guys and put it in. So, again, we are streaming here today, so if you like what you're hearing, let us know. If you have any questions, please feel free to text me. Bob Glow, 740-357-813, 740-357-8183, and Jeff, your number is?
740-649-7117.
And, you know, and feel free to tell the station that you like, and hopefully maybe all the local stations can do this. It's not hard. It's very inexpensive from what we understand from Bruce. We don't know how to do it, but you probably could figure it out. I probably never could or would even try. 43-27. It's just not my thing, Jeff.
It's okay.
Bartram.
Oh, my.
Over Dameron. Oh, they've had a couple of them that have just rolled around a 10 and not go down. And we just have somebody that just texted in and says they love it. And we'd like to send a shout-out also to Gloria Fee in Tennessee who's listening. And there's a basket by Bartram. And Gloria loves the Vikings. And a big fan, so shout-out to Gloria. Alex leads Nelsonville 24-20 at the half. So it's 43-28. Bartram will go to the line.
Bartow brings it up. Jones in the corner. Back to Bartow for another three.
No good. Rebound by Speakman.
Speakman
out to Nail and Yates for the volleyball line. No good. Big Daddy gets away with a push. That's the first time I've actually seen him foul somebody. and he usually doesn't foul somebody, he gets a call.
And he gets a call, that's right.
That was a big push. And Bartram going against his buddy Dameron doesn't take it. Probably a wise decision. It's going to be Viking ball as they force a turnover. I said somebody says, how many judges give out their cell phone numbers on the radio? Everybody has my cell phone number. Because
I was going to say, everybody has
my cell phone number. Again, a shout out to Gloria Fees down in Tennessee with her sister. I believe her name's Rita. So send them both a shout out. Speakman out to Yates. Yates puts it on the deck. Out to Bartow. He's been taking
a lot more.
And there's Jones. He's
square.
He's deadly. No good. And it'll be Viking ball. 43-29. 4:43 to go. Third quarter. If you hear problems with the streaming, let us know. It's been going in and out today because of the weather. And again, this is new to us. We're working on it. Again, we're not. Bruce Knox in the station, we thank him.
Griffith going to check back in for the Vikings.
Ball goes on the deck. There is a nice pass down low, stolen by guess who? Bartow.
That's a kick. It's a Marauder ball.
You know, we get a lot of theft cases in court, and I think Bartow's learned a lot from that. Cause that guy just picks people's pockets out there. He's really enjoyed working up there, Jeff. He's done a real good job. He's been my bailiff. He got to do a couple weddings the other day. He really enjoyed that. I give him a lot of advice on stuff. I told him don't listen to much.
I was going to say.
And nice take by Meg Kennedy with a big rebound. There's Bartram for three from the top of the key. Oh, misses everything.
And that will be four on Kennedy.
Jeff, you got to really help me out because I can't see around.
Yeah, I can barely see around him too, but that's on Kennedy. He reached around. That's his third, I guess.
Fourth. And that's a huge foul.
Yes, it is. And it was not a good foul.
So it's 43-29, Vikings.
Speakman brings it up.
Jones, nice pass down low to Griffiths. Griffiths up and in. And that was a great job of the Vikings getting the ball in the middle of the floor and creating a mismatch against the zone. And a pass by Jones to Griffiths to make it 45-29, 16-point lead. Again, great defense by the Vikings. Really starting to pick it up, and there's Bear for three. No good. They've had a lot of in and outs, and Bartow grabbing some rebounds now. Gets it out to Yates, the athletic Yates, out to Speakman. There's Bartow, puts it on the deck. He's going to get a travel call called on him. Matt has the mad fist.
I was waiting. Kind of hard to move the ball when you're on your knees.
Jeff, you're going to have to cover this half of the court.
Got you again.
That is Maddox with the ball. Goes
and
into
that's
the crowd.
A knocked out of bounds by Yates, I believe.
So Maddox will inbound. Pretty nice football player, if I recall.
That seems to ring true.
Ball goes down low.
That's Marr.
Blocked by Griffiths. Marr blocked by Griffiths. Out comes Barr. Down low, up and in. That was Musser, and they're going to call
again,
a late foul. And it's Jake Speakman with a look of bewilderment, Jeff.
It's on 24. That's on Griffiths.
And a look of bewilderment on behalf of the Vikings. 45-31. And, Jeff, I'm really impressed with Musser. He's an athlete.
Too.
And, Jeff, you got to cover it. Again, I can't see. So it's going to be Musser at the line. And he hits a three-point play the old-fashioned way. 45-31. My fault. And there's Speakman, puts it on the floor. Out to Jones. Another great pass down to Griffiths.
Count it.
And it makes it 47-32. Again, second great pass by Jones to Griffiths. Makes Jeff hanging around. They've had a couple times this quarter. They've had shots go down but just didn't fall. Went in and out. And Bear, the freshman, guarded by All-State Tristan Bartow. And Bear gets
double
teamed.
Almost turns it over. That's up to
Hawley. What a nice play. And a foul. Devin Hawley puts it in. Dad's a great guy, Jeff. Helps a lot with the youth basketball down there. And Hawley puts it in, Jeff. Nice job. Put it on the deck through the reverse layup and scored it. 47-34. That foul is going to be on
Griffith.
And Hawley, three-point play. 47-35. Hawley is a junior. Yates to Speakman. Jones. Bucky's doing a good job. They're going to call a foul on Meggs. And the referee's having an animated discussion with Meggs. It's going to be on Christian Maddox.
And I'm not sure why.
I'm not sure why either.
I think they were jockeying for position, but still not sure why.
Griffin.
Oh, what a play!
What a play. They inbound it in. That's a John Royster play, Jeff. You inbound it, you tap it by the guy who took it out, and they missed it, though, to Jones. 12-point game right now. Meg's hanging around. Bear, guarded by Spigman, gets it to the top of the key. That's up and in, and now it is a 10-point game. See if Matt calls a timeout. Vikings get it to Jones. Jones, spin move, cross court. Spigman puts it on the deck. Spigman. Up and in. They'll count that.
That's going to be a Mauer or Mayer.
So Spigman puts one in. That was his first points, I think, of the game, but big ones. And Montgomery and Bartram will check back in. That was a big basket. The Vikings have been without a point for a while, and they now have a 12-point lead, 49-37, as Meg's made a mini run there, Jeff.
So Spigman at the line trying to get three the old-fashioned way, and he does.
And that's, I think Spigman has three for the game. And it makes it 50-37. Vikings. Huge basket by Jake. Bartram getting hounded. The Vikings trapping. He comes out with it. Gets it out to Messer. Messer, good! And that makes it 50-40. 10-point game as Meigs won't go away. 2 minutes to go in the third. Again, Jeff, they're still playing his own.
Yes, they
they're 1-3-2 now. Cross-court pass. There it goes down the corner. There's Yates. They come out in the shooter. That's a pretty good job. They get it to Bartow. Good ball move by the Vikings. There's a three in the corner. No good. Rebound by Bear, the freshman. Gets it out to Bartram. Barr takes it. Oh, nice.
Wide open.
Barr down. And he makes it. That's Mayer.
Mayer, yeah.
And it's 50-42. Bartow. Vikings getting a little impatient, I think, Jeff. Jones, corner. Spigman. Spigman scores, and Spigman carrying the Vikings right now.
And that foul's going to be on Hawley.
Another great take by Spigman. The Vikings. Meggs got within eight, and Spigman for the second time takes it to the basket. So the junior Jake Spigman. Snakes. Jake the Snake takes
Jake
it to the basket. And so it's 52-42, and he'll try to get his second three-point play. And he does.
Got it.
Spigman scored the last 6 points for the Vikings to make it 53-42. And again, Jeff, you're going to have to cover.
Here comes the freshman back up.
Bear guarded by Spigman. Spigman fouling him, not called. This is Bailey Carruthers in the game.
That's Bartram.
Tipped.
Bartram guarded by Yates.
Carruthers.
Stolen
by the Vikings. Stolen back. Gets down low. There's going to be a foul on Jones. Carruthers will shoot two. Carruthers is a junior.
That is how many on Jones? His second, okay.
So Bailey Carruthers will shoot
two.
A pair.
First one's up and no good. 53-42 Vikings. 42 seconds left, third quarter. Carruthers' second one is up. And good.
Well, it's a 10-point game now. See if the Vikings go for one here.
Don't lay it back, Dylan. Don't lay it back.
Bartow. Nevin Yates in the game. Or that's Montgomery.
That's Montgomery,
me.
Yeah. Oh, he's walked.
And there's going to be a turnover by the Vikings. Oh, and I tell you, I don't think that should be Viking ball.
No, I don't either.
I think that should be Meg's ball right there.
I agree. Nevin Yates now coming in for, I think, Montgomery.
Yes. Yates can shoot the three. 53-43. Jones down to Spigman, out to Yates. Yates is anywhere he's in the gym, he's in his range.
Yeah,
kind of like Myers the other day. And the Vikings throw the ball away. And it's fielded by Adam Seitz in the crowd. You got to wonder, Adam's about 6'6", the football guy.
Yeah.
Not playing basketball. Adam's a great kid, really dedicated to football. So 53-43, Meg's got to within eight. There is 15 seconds to go in the third quarter. The zone is bothering the Vikings.
It is bothering the Vikings. Viking pressure all the way up the floor. That's Bartram guarded by Bartow.
Oh, my.
There's a foul called. And again, Jeff, we're struggling to see around Coach.
I can't tell you. That's on Tristan Bartow.
Third. See if Tubbs will get him out here, and he will. He'll come out. Mendez will come in.
Mendez was at the table, too, just a few seconds too long. Right.
Refs are having a little discussion about, I think, maybe
A little physicality.
And it'll be Meg's ball underneath. Good piece of officiating right there. I agree. Diffuse it. And there's been a lot more. Everybody wants to knock the Vikings off, Jeff. Bartram with 4 seconds. Bartram. Hawley puts it on the deck. Hawley's shot.
Oh, good.
So at the end of three, it's 53-43. We'll take a timeout and be back in 60 seconds.
At Belicio Foods, commitment to the community is at the core of our company. We've been feeding people for over 25 years, and that means we've also employed folks from right here within the community. So we're proud to give a little something back. Donating to local charities and helping local organizations, we are helping to make the community closer and stronger. Belicio Foods, we're your neighbors, we're your friends, we are part of the community, and always will be.
Nationwide is on your side. So you're up at dawn, kid, look alive. You've been saving for a big man cave. Good luck with that, Dave. So many things you're doing with your life. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Hey, basketball fans, shoot for three with auto, home, and life insurance from Nationwide Insurance and the Virgil Hamilton Agency. Check us out online at virgilhamilton.com.
And now back to Vinton County Vikings High School Sports on Classic Rock 98.7 FM.
So, fourth quarter, been a good ball game. Makes his zones bother the Vikings. Is 53-43. And we also just got word that we're getting listened to in South Carolina by Randy Prater. Thank you, Randy. Hope you're enjoying your time and you're on the beach. My favorite place in the world outside of Vinton County, South Carolina. Ball stolen by Jones. Not a good start for the Marauders. Kennedy. Jones misses it, and it's going to be Viking ball. Officials have done a great job tonight, Jeff. It's been a pretty physical game.
Been in complete control of this game, and not a lot of fouls called, Bob. They're letting the kids decide it.
When things have flared up, they have got it under control. Vikings going to put a little pressure on. Bartram guarding Bartow. His brother's a nice quarterback, got hurt this year.
Yep.
Of course, his dad was a Super Bowl champion. And he is guarded by Montgomery.
And I can't see a thing now.
He misses the easy one. And Kennedy comes out with it and scores it. And it's now an 8-point game, 53-45. Bartow, he's going to attack the 10. And no good. And they're going to call a charge on Bartow. And that's four on Tristan.
Yes, sir.
And we'll see if Matt takes him out. I think you have to with 7:20 to go. And he does. He's going to bring in Nevin Yates. This is the one thing I fear a little bit, Jeff. I mean, they're a great team. They got a lot of guys who can handle, but he is kind of the glue. 53-45. I think they'll be fine, but... So Kennedy playing with the four. Bartow with four. 8-point game. Meg's playing well. Showing a lot of patience.
That's Bartram with the ball. No good.
Rebound by Jones. He comes out with it. Oh, people hitting the deck left and right. Was it a foul? Was it a travel? Who knows? But out comes Speakman with the ball. Speakman missed.
No good.
Rebound Montgomery. Gets it to Speakman. Speakman out in the corner to Jones. Speakman for three.
No good.
Rebound Kennedy. So it's an 8-point game. 6:30 to go in the fourth quarter. This is Maddox. Maddox with a run
and
up and in.
It's a six-point game.
And that could have been a foul on Jones, not called. 53-47. The Marauders. The crowd's going crazy. Mike Bartram getting the crowd up top. There's Yates for three.
No good.
Vikings forcing some shots, Jeff. Out comes Maddox with the ball. Meg's starting to feel it. 6-point game. Vikings need to get a stop right here, Jeff. And they might have got a
turnover.
And they got a steal. Out comes Yates with it. Yates down to Jones.
No.
Rebound. Kennedy comes out with it. Stolen by Jones. Jones up and in. Makes it 55-47. Coach Fry calls a timeout.
No, they're going to give it.
No, they're going to give it to Combs. Fry wanted it. They give it to Combs at the 60. Let's stay here. So it's 55-47, Jeff. Mix had a chance to cut it to within
six.
Actually, no, they had a – it's eight now. Yeah, they had a chance to cut it to four.
Yeah, you're right.
So it'll be Mix ball. And the zone has bothered the Vikings some, and the Vikings were forcing the ball a little bit.
All at once, their shooting's going away, too, Bob. They're cold.
And that's what you got to hope, I think. I think you just have to hope the Vikings shooting goes cold. In a zone is what you got to try against them because you can't man them.
And the last three shots they've had have all been point blank, and they've missed those.
But I think the Vikings will be okay. But what's the tree factor is Bartow with four fouls. Now, I got to give credit to Jared Kennedy. He's played with four.
He's
done a good job staying out of foul trouble and had some big rebounds for them.
Yes, he has.
But and he's rolling the dice and keeping him in with 5:50 to go, 8 minutes to go, or 5:50 to go in the fourth quarter. The Vikings lead the Megs Marauders by a score of 55-47 in a great game here at Benton County High School. Bob Grillo, Jeff Thacker, Penny Grillo here on 98.7 WYRO. On the internet, streaming it. So Meg's ball, Maddox and Bergson will bring it up. They have Kennedy, they have Marr and Musser in the game. Bergson kicks it out. There's a three. No. Rebound by Speakman. Speakman's played very well for the Vikings.
And he got hit in the nose again.
Yeah, he did. There's Yates. Yates to Jones. Speakman. Down low to Griffiths. Kicked out. Nalen Yates, Speakman.
Going to reset.
5:22, good decision by Jake. Gets it to Jones. Jones down in the corner. Jones for three. He squares his feet.
No
good. Griffiths with the rebound.
Yes.
Good job by Griffiths keeping it alive. Nevin Yates are going to call a travel on Yates. The Vikings fans don't agree at all with that.
Wow.
You like that call?
I did not like that call.
I did not like that call either. 55-47. But travel has been consistently called.
Yes, it has, on both ends of the floor.
55-47, 5 minutes to go in the fourth. Bartram comes off a screen by Kennedy. There's Yates. Yates going to hustle for the loose ball. Kennedy. It's going to be Meg's ball. Good decision by Kennedy not going after that.
Agreed.
No, I'm trying to, that's one of the things I can't teach my youth players. When it's somebody else knocks it out of bounds, let
don't
it go.
After.
But they just want to go after that ball. So it's 55-47, just under 5 minutes to go, fourth quarter, in the tightest game the Vikings have had this year. He's telling Maddox to go get the ball. Kennedy, top of the key, guarded by Griffiths. He puts it on the deck. He's going to spin. Kennedy, a little jump shot. No good.
Misses it.
Up and in. And Jeff, who was it?
That was Luke Musser.
Luke Musser, and that makes it 55-49, six-point game, 4:38 to go. Vikings need to be patient. Speakman with the ball. Ball goes out to Jones.
Got a mismatch underneath.
Huge mismatch with Griffiths underneath. They got to get him the ball down there.
Still got it.
Yes, they still have it. He's got inside position. They got to get him the rock. They missed him. Vikings. The zone making the Vikings pick the ball way up out there. Combs gets a timeout. It's 55-49. 4:16 to go. Fourth quarter at 30. We'll stay right here. The Knicks fans are going crazy over there. And this is a great game. The Vikings' tightest game they've had.
Yes, sir.
And again, we'll give word as soon as we can about whether we'll be playing tomorrow. As of right now, the youth games are on. And again, we know that there's a weather advisor. We don't know if it's going to hit us or not. It might be 12, 1 in the morning when we get all the information we need. But rest assured, we will do our best to make the right call. So a jam-packed crowd here at Benton County High School. Bob Grillo, Jeff Thacker, Penny Grillo here on WYRO 98.7 and live on the internet. It's 55-49, fourth quarter.
And Coach Combs is rolling the dice. Bartow's back in.
Got to put him in. And I'll tell you, Coach Fry's really done a good job with Kennedy. And Kennedy's been a very smart player, staying out of foul trouble. And Bartow needs to do the same thing for the Vikings, because without him, the Vikings were struggling a little bit. And he's got the ball. Don't need an offensive foul. And they're back in the 1-3-1. Jones out in the corner to Speakman to get it to Bartow. There's 4 minutes to go. The Vikings lead by six. Got to be patient. Speakman down low to Griffiths. Griffiths up and in.
And yeah.
And I'll tell you, Speakman and Griffiths have been great. 57-49, just under 4 minutes. Musser puts it on the deck. There's Marr. Marr puts it on the floor. He is fouled by Speakman. And Speakman's saying he's elbowing me, and the ref goes, ain't buying it.
Yeah, not selling that box of cookies today. No, no, no.
57-49. I thought that foul might have been on Bartow. I think they got a break right there.
And Marr's at the line, 1-1, Bob.
57-49. Morrow shoot a pair. Jeff, you got to see it. I can't see.
First one's makes up good. Person.
57. When I'm saying I can't see, we got the Coach Fry, kind of a big guy in front of us, and an official generally. So we got to just kind of, I can see a little bit of the floor, and you can see the rest.
Yep.
57-50. Morrow go to the line. He is a senior.
Second one is good as well.
57-51.
Vikings lead, 3:40 left in your contest.
Lutz got his 1,000th point for Athens tonight, Jeff. Ball goes down to Yates. Yates, Bartow.
Miss Griffith on a wide open back cut.
And I think Speakman's
been still there.
Speakman's been the player in this game that's kept the Vikings in it, Jeff, with a couple big baskets and a big assist right there. You just make good decisions with the ball. Bartow thinks about a three. They don't need that. 3 minutes to go. 6-point game. Yates.
And that'll be Viking ball.
Matt thinking he was fouled. No call. Yeah, I think you will see the 1-3-1. I've kind of hit it at it all year. I think that's what teams got to play against them.
I'm really surprised we didn't see it against Logan.
I am too. Bartow. He is getting fouled. No call. And he gets the ball out to Yates. The Vikings getting extending further and further to the half court.
And there's another foul.
That's a good foul, though, because Vikings got to take the ball out. It's not 1-1. That's a good foul. I'd do it again. Because you can't let the Vikings use timeouts. And the Vikings have good guards and good free throw shooters. You got one foul to give yet. They get it into Yates. Yates, Jones, and Bartow all shooting over 90% from the line. Speakman at 75. They don't want. Oh, there's a trip on the floor. And Jeff.
I didn't see that,
but when somebody hits it, you call it. That was a slip, but they're going to call a foul. So it's still not a shooting foul, but the next one will be.
Next one, everybody's in 1-1.
So it's a 7-point game, 2:44 to go in the fourth quarter. Vikings have done a pretty good job running some minutes off the clock here, Jeff. The freshman Bear is in the game.
Jones to inbound.
Trying to keep Bartow from getting the ball. They get it in the corner, which is where Meggs wants it. They get the ball to Jones. Jones, cross-court pass to Speakman. Speakman splits the seam of the zone. Gets the ball out. Vikings doing a great job. The Vikings with the great free throw shooters are going to have to foul somebody, Meggs. There's 2:30 to go. 6-point game. Nice job by the Vikings. Out to Jones. Jones. And there's Yates for three.
No good.
You really didn't need it.
No,
Jeff.
You did not need it. Surprise.
Oh, they got a wide open Meggs guy in the corner. There's a block. Two-shot foul. Jeff Meggs missed a wide-open guy in the corner, and going to the line will be Christian Maddox.
That looked pretty clean to me, Bob.
That looked like Mr. Clean to me, Jeff.
Absolutely.
That looks like when a CIA goes.
Yeah.
CIA guy goes in and cleans up the crime scene. That was Mr.
That
Clean
was
right
it.
There.
That one's like, first one's up and no
Maddox
good.
Maddox misses it, 57-51. Maddox will shoot another one.
Second one is good.
57-52. It's as close as Meg's been. They're down five with 2:13 to go in the fourth quarter. Jones, a barn burner here at Benton County High School. Benton's led the entire game. And there's a foul, and that's going to be on Matt Marr.
Dylan Marr, yeah.
And you got to pick your poison who to foul on the Vikings. So you got 390% free throw shooting. You foul the guy shooting 80%. That's not much, yeah. So that'll
not much
be
of a drop, is it?
And Montgomery will come in to play defense. 57-52. So Speakman, who if I was given an MVP today, if the Vikings win this, I'd give it to Speakman. He had the 6 big points, and he had a big assist to Griffiths. And Speakman will go to the line and shoot one. And he misses it. And the rebound, Kennedy, who's had a monster game for the Marauders, gets it out to Bear. Bear down the corner to Maddox. Maddox. The Vikings up five.
Maddox still with the ball.
Down in the corner. Nice take. Score! And they're going to call. They're going to wave it off. They're going to call a charge. They're calling a charge. And Coach Fry does not agree with that call. Gutsy call by the officials. Taking that charge was Caleb Montgomery.
Yes, sir.
And the Mets fans do not agree with that call.
What do you think?
I agree with that call.
I agree with that.
I think it was a dare charge by Montgomery. Montgomery's a little shook up, Jeff.
He got hit in the nose.
And he's going to come out. Montgomery's a little shook up. So they'll have a referee to the right thing, safety first, and Nevin Yates will come in. So... And that was a huge call, the right call, but a huge call by the official. A lot of times they'll let that go, a huge call, and it was the right call.
I think
that
you have to make the call.
That would have made it a three-point game plus a free throw. Bartow, he splits the timeline, gets it out to Jones. And again, who do you foul on this team? There's Speakman. Out to Jones.
And there's the foul.
And again, who do you foul on this team? And
that's one advantage. That's going to be on Bear.
So that'll put Jones, a very good 90% free throw shooter, at the line. Struggled a little bit as of late, though. He'll go to the line. The Vikings lead by five with a minute 35 to go, 57-52.
Big free throws right here, Bob.
Absolutely. This is it. It's
Vikings haven't scored in a while.
Make two here. And Jones misses. And out comes Maddox. They get it to Maddox. Excuse me. Maddox down in the corner. That's Marr. Marr for three. No good. Rebound inside. Bartow somehow comes out with it. He's
and
hammered.
Foul.
So Bartow will go to the line and shoot. And he will shoot
two.
One and one. I believe. No, is it
That's
two?
Two. Should be two. That foul's on Maddox, I believe.
No.
So, yes, it is Maddox.
Sweet T. Bartow will shoot two.
That's going to bring Bartram back in the game for the Marauders. Lid on the basket right now for the Vikings, Bob.
Bartram, never gets nervous.
No.
So it's 58-50. I guess he's been through what he's been through. You're not going to get too nervous. So Bartow has shoot another one. And this can make it a three-possession game right here if he makes this one, which is huge with a minute 24. It's a 58-52 lead by the Vikings. And Bartow, he makes it a three-possession game. That's why he's the odds-on favorite to be the MVP of this league, and he should be. 59-52.
Bartram brings it up for the Marauders.
Guarded by Jones. Jones. The Vikings do not need to foul. It's the last thing you want to do is foul.
Bartram.
And that's off Bartram's foot. It's going to be Vikings.
Yes,
59-52. Vikings got all guards in the game now.
Nevin Yates wide open if they're throwing the ball.
Ball is almost stolen. Great hustle play by the Marauders. And
getting
again,
a little pass,
Pepper's getting a little wild here. It'll be Viking ball. Tell you what, Jeff, the Vikings don't back down from anybody.
Nobody.
It's 59-52. That was a good hustle play by both Bartram and Jones there.
This is different.
Yeah, making the bench move back. I got burned by a penny at Ironton once taking it out like that. And Vikings with a minute to go. Who do you foul if you're Meg? Bartram, or Bartow with the ball. Bartram, they're going to call a 10 count. I can't believe it. That may have been the quickest 10 count in the history of basketball, Jeff. I don't think attorney billable time goes that fast. 59-52.
Wow.
That gets a wow from Jeff Thacker. That's Maddox. Maddox.
And he's going to score.
No. They call it travel.
They call it a travel.
Knicks fans are not happy at all. As the travel call. Randy Hoagland down there. Look at Randy. He's getting into it down there. 59-52. 50 seconds to go in the game. Referee, there's going to be a timeout by Coach
Fry.
So a couple big calls, the travel and the charge. Could have been different, Jeff. I agree with both.
I do, too.
It's 59-52, 50 seconds to go in the ballgame. The Vikings lead. Let's stay here. This has been a barn burner here at Benton County High School on a Friday night. Again, a huge crowd. Another weather report from our weather guy, Austin Owings. Nothing yet in Benton County, Bob. Well, I mean, you know what, Jeff? I mean, running the youth basketball league, I do notice it only snows or have ice storms on Friday, so I got to make a decision. Every Friday, Jeff.
Never
every
fails,
Friday.
Does it?
Every single Friday, Jeff.
That's why you make the big dollars,
I don't
friend.
Make any dollars, Jeff, but it's okay. You get rewarded in other ways. So it's 59-52, the Vikings, with 50.8 seconds to go in the fourth quarter.
Is this the closest anybody's been all year?
Chillicothe, it was the end of the game, but that game was never in doubt. It
right.
ended up being 4 points. But this has been the closest anybody's been, and I think what you've seen tonight is you'll see more teams doing what Megs did, because you have to slow the Vikings down. You keep them under 70, you got a chance.
Yep. Jones is going to inbound.
59-52. Watch the Vikings send someone deep here, Jeff.
There he goes.
They get it in. They get
That's
it in.
Yates.
They need to pull it out. Don't shoot it. There's Bartow. Don't shoot it. Make them foul you.
They're going to
foul Bartow. He's the last guy I'd foul, but you got to foul somebody. That foul's on Mayer. Mayer's had a good
That's
game.
His third.
So Bartow will go to the line and shoot two. It's 59-52. Vikings. Bartow, great free throw shooter. I just got to quit saying that as he misses.
I do wish you'd stop.
I know, but we got to report the facts, Jeff. We're reporters. At least that's what we call ourselves. So Bartow will go to the line. I won't say anything else.
This one's good.
He makes it 60-52 as he's been clutched down the line. This is Maddox.
Oh, he dribbled that over his head.
Maddox. Stolen away. Oh,
stolen back.
Kennedy. They don't have any timeouts, I don't think.
No, they got nothing.
Bartow gets fouled. He gets fouled by Mayer. So Bartow will shoot another two. It's a six-point game, 60-54. Bartow just never loses his composure. Even when he got into the scrape against Logan, he never really lost his composure. He's kind of got that, you know, I got a picture in my office. I've showed him it before. Big fan of the Andy Griffith. He kind of looks like Opie Taylor a little bit. He kind of does, and that's one picture that I got in my office. So Bartow
only you could get away with telling him he looks like Opie Taylor.
He puts it in there to make
good.
It 61-54. Been with this guy a long time, Jeff.
Yes,
I like
have.
This boy. It's 61-54, Vikings with 30.9 seconds. There's a college here watching him tonight. And it's 62-54, 30 seconds to go. From what I understand, that scout may have said he's the best player he's seen in Ohio this year. Maddox in the corner.
And that's going to be a turnover.
Should be Viking ball, and it is. So 22 seconds, 8-point lead Vikings. See if Megs will foul. Or, no, it's Megs' ball.
It's Megs' ball.
They're giving Megs the ball. It should be Viking ball, and it is Viking ball. I think Meg's guy just stepped in there. Jeff, you got to cover it.
Okay, Jones inbound. He's getting it to Bartow. Bartow gets fouled immediately.
That's who you want. And I think when he came back into the game, Jeff, he helps kind of just settle him down a little bit.
I agree.
Plus, he's a great free throw shooter.
Zach Helton going to check in for the Marauders. For Mayer, that was his fifth foul, Bob.
And there is ice between Jeffersonville and Washington Courthouse, is the report we got.
I think they canceled a Miami Trace somebody game already.
Bartow puts it in. He's been deadly from the line here down the stretch. And he, 63-54, and that he has missed one free throw here. He's 6-for-7 here in the fourth quarter.
Second one's up and good
seven
as well.
7-for-8. 64-54, 20 seconds to go.
No fouls if you're the Vikings.
Absolutely no fouls. And Meg's got to get a three-point shot off. They don't. There's Kennedy. And up and in, there's a timeout. That foul is
Helton.
So it's 64-56. 7.9 seconds to go. We stay in. We'll stay. 7.9 seconds. Well, Jeff, we got are saying that they're chewing their nails down there in Bradenton, Florida, listening to this game. And I want to know if we'll stream the video next week or stream the game. someday down the road, it's not real hard to do. They'll stream video, and a lot of schools do that right now.
Hey, Bob, here's our weather report. Starting to rain pretty hard in Wellston. See what else I got.
Well, Jeff, why don't you tell me whether I should... I'll call you my decision so I can blame you. I can't win any way I go on that, so... 64-56, 7.9 seconds. It'll be Viking ball underneath this basket down here. And the Vikings will go with their five guards.
Jeff, people listening in Columbus now, Bob.
Well... People liking the stream.
Liking the stream.
So it's 64-56, 7.9 seconds. Vikings with five guards, a huge advantage. Jones thinks about going coast to coast. They get it in. Let's throw it away. It's going to be Meg's ball Meg's with ball. 5.9 seconds. What the Vikings need to do is just let them score.
Just let them.
No, mix it every time. You let them score, and you don't pick the ball out.
Yeah.
You just let them score. You just don't foul. Kennedy for three. Misses. And that'll be the ball game. So the Vikings win 64-56, and that'll set it up for the big rematch down in Meg's, home of the GOAT. A great job by the Marauders, great job by the Vikings. And the Vikings' best test of the year tonight, Jeff.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So we'll take a timeout, be back with Coach Combs and into the game stats in about 4 minutes.
When Dan Will founded his bank in 1867, he didn't know his Vinton County National Bank would be a household name in 2017. For 150 years, they've provided customers with superior service and the most advanced banking products available. They're celebrating that 150-year legacy with special events and offers all year long. See vcnbfamily.com/150 for details and to learn more about the tradition that is the VCNB Financial Family. Member FDIC.
For authentic Asian bistro, stop by the Tokyo Steakhouse in the Evans Center. The Tokyo Steakhouse. Fun and friendly fresh hibachi tableside cooking. Get all the flavors of an authentic Asian bistro and even fresh sushi right in the heart of downtown Jackson. Carry out is also available, so call the Tokyo Steakhouse at 740-286-6881. Come savor delicious authentic Japanese Asian cuisine. Try the Tokyo Steakhouse. Fun and friendly fresh hibachi tableside cooking in the Evans Center in Jackson at 740-286-6881.
Hi, I'm Haley Sowers, fellow Viking and the pharmacy manager at the new Shriver's Pharmacy in MacArthur. Our name has changed, but our team hasn't. You'll receive the same great patient care and customer service you've grown to expect close to home. So stop in to check out our full line of school spirit gear. We'd like to wish all area athletes a safe and healthy sports season. From our team to yours, go Vikings! Local and independently owned since 1979, Shriver's Pharmacy, because we care.
Why does Family Dental Center offer a free second opinion consultation?
This is Dr. Jeremy Crabtree at Family Dental Center. Dentistry is not an exact science. People deserve to know what their options are and how that impacts the cost of their treatment, long-term outcome. Call us today to schedule your free second opinion consultation. We'll make you smile.
Family Dental Center, with locations in Chillicothe, Circleville, and Jackson. Owned by Drs. Green, Miller, Crabtree, Seeley, Catlos, Wilcox, and Brower.
Our family works hard so we can serve your family. That's the motto at Ramey's Used Cars, which is located 7 miles west of MacArthur on U.S. Route 50 next to Ramey's Homes. Ramey's has been providing quality pre-owned vehicles since 1970, and Ramey's also has a high-quality parts department. Give Ramey's Automotive a call today at 596-4694, and don't forget to check out John's weekly specials. Just look for the signs and the vehicles in the front of the lot.
Are you or someone you know confined to your home and require health care due to injury or illness? Contact the Vinton County Home Health Agency, a division of the Vinton County Health Department in MacArthur. Our agency provides a variety of services, including skilled nursing, physical therapy, personal care aid, and homemaking services in the comfort of your own home. Let our qualified professionals make life easier for you and your family. Call Vinton County Home Health at 740-596-4573 today. It's your right to choose your home care provider. Ask for Vinton County Home Health, serving Vinton and surrounding counties.
Nationwide's on your side. Got an early morning dead side. Looks like those braids aren't easy to tie. How do I retire at 50 side? That's why there's Nationwide for all your many sides. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Hey, basketball fans, shoot for three with auto, home, and life insurance from Nationwide Insurance and the Virgil Hamilton Agency. Check us out online at virgilhamilton.com.
You're listening to the home of Vinton County Vikings High School Sports.
WYRO-FM 98.7.
MacArthur, Jackson, Wellston, and Oak Hill.
Back at Vinton County High School, the Vikings have had their toughest test of the year against a very strong Meigs team who came with an 8-4 record. Vikings win 64-56, but Meigs got it within six, and then could have got it within four, but they called a charge. And so the Vikings end up winning by eight. For the Marauders, they were led by a very impressive Luke Messer with 17 points, 11 points for Dylan Mayer, played a solid ball game. Maddox had eight, and it's Christian Maddox. We had two for Bear, freshman came in to play well, Helton with two, one for Bailey Carruthers. Zach Bartram had four, and trying to think here, eight for Jared Kennedy. Kennedy played a great game with four fouls. The whole game, and didn't get in foul trouble. Very smart game, great job on the boards. Devin Hawley with a big basket made it three, had three. For the Vikings, they were led by Derek Jones with 21, but Bartow, down the stretch, he hit eight of nine free throws in the fourth quarter to get 19 points. 8 points for Nalen Yates, six for Eli Griffiths, had a very good ball game. Jake Spiegelman, if I had to give an MVP today, give it to Jake Spiegelman.
Yeah, and those 6 points were at a very crucial time when the Vikings were struggling.
2 3-point plays the other way, and then a great assist to Griffiths. If I had an MVP, it'd be to him. Two for Caleb Montgomery. He gave us some great minutes off the bench. And Bryce Dameron with two. So a really, really solid game. And, again, we got a lot of listeners around. We appreciate it, particularly on the stream. Hopefully that stream will continue. And we're waiting on Coach Combs to come out. But the Vikings win 64-28, Jeff. Meigs did kind of what I thought we'd see a lot more of this year. 1-3-1 with the big guy out top. Because, again, I think that we'll talk to Coach Combs about that as he's coming out right now.
You think?
Yes.
Okay, there he is.
We'll wait on Coach Combs to come out. And he's coming out right now. Coach, congratulations on a tougher victory than usual, but thank you and congratulations.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, it was. Got to give Meigs a lot of credit. They battled. I thought we were on the verge a couple times of, kind of widening this thing out and maybe getting the best of them. But you got to give them credit. They made some tough shots. They found a way to score some tough baskets, and they hung in there. I thought coming into the year that Meigs would be one of the better teams in our league. They returned some guard play from last year, a pretty good post player and a Kennedy kid. They return as much as anybody in this league. So, I thought it would be a battle, and it was.
And I said before the game, I mean, I don't know what you do when you play Vinton County, because if you start out and, man, it's not working, you can't really switch the zone. And then I really thought we'd see more teams playing a 1-3-1 zone, and we did today. Cause I think at the end of the year last year, you can correct me if I'm wrong, Coach, Miami Trace did that and Logan did last year.
Yeah.
And you guys did a nice job attacking. You were never – you guys had probably gotten a little bit of lull in the third quarter, which is usually your strong quarter.
Yeah, but, I mean, really, offensively really wasn't the issue because we scored 19 points
in
the third quarter.
Yes.
You know, so we come out and we score 19 points in the third quarter. I just told our guys, and we lose the quarter. We give up like 20, I think. I think we lost the quarter by one. So defensively was the problem. We couldn't get them stopped in the third quarter. I thought their guards drove to the basket. They hit a couple tough threes. Because if we do a little better job defensively, we probably got a 14 or 15 point lead going into the fourth quarter instead of whatever it was, an 8 point lead or whatever, 10 point lead. So fourth quarter, we didn't score as much because I felt like we had the guards against their zone just to spread them out and run clock a little bit.
You did. You ran a lot of clock,
Because they're going to stay in zone. That's what they do. And I thought our guards did a nice job handling the ball and just getting out of here with a win.
And you hit free throws when you needed to, which is important.
Yeah. We missed a couple there. But then, yeah, you're right. We took a quick three once in the corner. It shouldn't take them. But, I mean, for the most part, I thought our guards did the job handling the ball. But I just told our guys, you're not going to win by 30 points every night. That's just not realistic. There's going to be teams, especially in your league, that battle you. And I guarantee you we're going to get battled in our league against Alexander when we go over there next week. They always do. And
they play a different style, a little more slow down.
You got to be ready for it. So I thought we've got the team to win close games. We've got the guard play, the free throw shooters to win close games. So we have to win those just as much as we do the blowouts.
And I really thought Jake Spiegelman really carried you guys there to second. He hit those two three-point plays the old-fashioned way, and then had a nice assist to Griffith. So in a spin, you got a little bit of a lull there, and he had those two plays, a little off-balance, put them both in, and he had the great assist to Griffith. So he had about eight of those points in the third quarter. I thought he was a big difference in this game.
He was. I thought he handled it really, really well. I tell you what, the charge Caleb Montgomery took.
Oh, that was huge. It was huge.
I mean, he got banged up on it a little bit. Hopefully he's okay, but that just shows you the type of kid he is. We graduated a lot of tough kids last year, and that's one of my biggest concerns this year. We've got a lot of good players, but we graduated a lot of tough guys. You know, when you start looking at some of those guys last year, we graduated, all those guys would take charges. All those guys would dive on the floor.
And you had the injury to Bo Michael McIntyre, who's not playing.
Sure. You know, and, you know, we have to replace that. And having Caleb back gives us another one of those tough kids. I don't know how many guys on our team, quite frankly, that would have stood in there and took that charge. And thank goodness he was in the game, and he did.
And that was a great call because Jeff and I were talking about it. We had a good view of that. It was a great, great call. So what's up next for you, Coach?
We got Maysville Monday. We don't have a lot. It's kind of a weird night. We don't have a lot of time. We got one practice this weekend to get ready for them. And they're a pretty solid group. I think they're like 5-3 or something, 6-3. We've got a little bit of stuff on them, but we don't know much about them. They probably don't know much about us either, so it's going to be one of those deals where, you know, we got to fill it out early and see. We got the girls game at 5, varsity girls at 5, and then varsity boys to follow. There's no JV games that night because of the travel Maysville's doing. So.
And I do know a lot about the Maysville's girls team because I coached against them last summer, and they were as good as girls team as I'd ever seen.
Yeah, Maysville's girls program's really, really good. Their boys program's pretty solid. You know, it's gonna be a tough. All you know, we've scheduled tough non-league. Probably in Rod's case, too tough of non-league games for him. He gets, you know, girls team sort of got thrown to the wolves with this non-league schedule they play. But in terms of the boys, we've scheduled a tough non-league for a purpose to try to get better with the Chillicothes, the Logans, the Miami Trace, even like teams like Maysville that are coming in here solid, a winning record out of a good league. So we're gonna have to be ready to go. Hopefully, the boys will answer the bell again.
Well, Coach, thank you as always. It's a pleasure to have you. You've done I also would like to congratulate you on being one of the 10 most influential people in Vinton County, as we saw in the paper. So
I'll tell you what, that's scary, man, because, you know, they got to have some better influences in this county, man.
Well, and Jeff and I were on the list, too, so we got three of us sitting here, so I'm not sure that there's got.
Well, if you're listening, like, lock your doors. Man,
yeah, because you probably got trouble with us three or three in the top 10.
Yeah.
Well, Matt, thank you very, very much.
Thanks.
All right,
guys.
So we'll turn it over to Jeff here. Thank you, Coach. So great job by Matt Combs and the Vikings.
We
today.
Really need to know who voted on that top 10 or that 10 thing, you know?
64-56, the Vikings win again. Bob Wheeler, Jeff Thacker on 98.7 WYO. We appreciate the station and Bruce Knox for streaming. We'll hope we can continue that.
We do.
It's not really in our control. We just had tons of people saying how much they like it.
Yeah.
And they can listen to us out of state because, you know, Vinton County, let's face it, not a lot of jobs here. A lot of people leave here and graduate, but they're Vinton Countyans at heart. Our basketball program has been so solid. Everybody loves Vinton County basketball. It's important that we stream these games.
Very, very true.
And people are listening way outside someplace. We're having people in Florida, South Carolina today. So we need to continue to stream if we can. So, Jeff, back to you.
Well, Bob, for tonight, Bob Grillo, Jeff Thacker, and Penny Grillo saying good night and God bless.
And that concludes another installment of your Vinton County High School basketball. Coverage of Viking basketball is brought to you by Call Auto Sales, McDonald's of MacArthur, Gas and Stuff, Virgil E. Hamilton Nationwide Insurance, Ramey's Homes and Automotive Group, General Mills Totino's, Belicio Foods, and Booth Insurance and Real Estate Agency. Coverage is also brought to you by Family Dental Center of Jackson, Dr. Browers and Crabtree, Vinton County Health Department, Vinton County National Bank, R.M. Williams Funeral Service, Monroe Collision, Cable Channel 15, Mullins Pizza, Tokyo Steakhouse, and Shriver Pharmacy. Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to listen in next time for more Vinton County Viking Hoops.